You're listening to SBS News.
Human rights lawyers have renewed their calls for the federal government's religious discrimination bill to be scrapped, while two parliamentary inquiries say the draft religion discrimination bill should be passed after amendments were made to the bill. Two cross-party parliamentary inquiries have delivered their reports recommending it be passed, but with some amendments. The government is hoping the bill is legislated before the upcoming federal election. Equality Australia's legal director, Ghassan Kassisiya, says both inquiries, one on legal and constitutional affairs and another on human rights, failed to solve key issues, and their reports show the legislation is not appropriate to be passed in its current form. He also says the federal government has the ability to protect religious belief while not harming other minority groups, but this current draft legislation does not achieve that.
That's clear from the comments made by members across the political divide in additional comments, and it's been made by all of the issues that have been raised on very fundamental aspects of the bill, including the definition of discrimination and who bears the onus of proving it. So the fact that those things are still to be resolved, you know, a month out or 2 months out from an election, suggests to me that the time that's available to actually iron out these problems mean that the whole bill needs to be scrapped.
Some community leaders say the bill needs a stronger definition of a religious statement of belief. Church lobby groups are keen for the bill to be enshrined in law before the federal election, and some say they believe religious protections are necessary to ensure Australians can live freely. Mark Spencer from Christian Schools Australia says both inquiries strike the right balance in protecting religious and other freedoms.
With the recommendation, very strong recommendations from both parliamentary committees, we can't see any reason why Parliament can't move quickly to actually deal with this legislation now, deal with this legislation this week, and have it passed before the next federal election.
The federal government says the bill will ensure Australians are protected from discrimination on the basis of religious belief or activity, just as they are protected from discrimination on the basis of age, sex, race and disability. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he plans to put in place an amendment to protect LGBTIQ+ students from being expelled from religious schools based on their gender or sexuality. The president of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, Pauline Wright, says the whole process highlights the importance of having a National Human Rights Act or Bill of Rights to deal with the issue of competing rights.
Look, our view is that these bills override existing human rights protections and anti-discrimination laws, that they effectively give a license to discriminate. We think that there's real problems with them. They affect the community much more broadly than people might think. They affect women as well as the LGBTIQ community. It makes it legal, for example, for a person to make comments at work that, look, women really aren't up to the job, if that is their genuine belief. So I think that's a really disturbing step if we're going to adopt this legislation. So we feel that the bill should be withdrawn for reconsideration and redrafting. They should be opposed. They just don't get that balance right.
The Legal Affairs Committee says amendments to clauses 11 and 12 should be considered carefully before the bill's passage to the Senate to avoid the prospect of constitutional legal challenges. A number of dissenting views were voiced by some Liberal, Labor and Greens MPs, but government MPs chairing the committees concluded the draft legislation should be passed. In a statement, Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson from the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee says,
"The committee agrees that there is a balance to be struck between the competing values that inform Australian society, but it's not convinced that affording protection to people of religious faith or of no religious faith to express moderately held religious beliefs would disturb that balance or skew it in favour of one particular attribute."
A report from the Human Rights Joint Committee says additional steps should be taken, such as providing a more detailed explanatory memorandum before it is legislated. In a dissenting section of the report, Greens MPs Janet Rice and Lydia Thorpe said they do not support the bill proceeding to the Senate. They wanted the bill completely reformulated, including the removal of sections designed to protect people who express religious beliefs, even if they are offensive, from discrimination claims. They also oppose a section which has the power to override state laws limiting faith-based hiring. LGBTIQ plus advocate Rodney Croom from Just Equal Australia says he was disappointed that the lived experience of people who spoke at the inquiries were downplayed in the official committee's view.
Both reports endorse the government bill, which is something that I expected because both inquiries were stacked with government members, but I really didn't expect these reports to be so biased. They misunderstand and misrepresent anti-discrimination law. They dismiss the real-life personal experiences of people with disability, women and LGBTIQ plus people as hypothetical situations. These reports are deeply biased and they are a sham. The safeguards that are recommended by the inquiry will not go nearly far enough to ensure that there is not harmful speech in the name of religion. I live in Tasmania. And Section 12 directly seeks to override the Tasmanian Anti-Discrimination Act explicitly to allow harmful speech in the name of religion. Harmful, humiliating, insulting and offensive speech.
The bills are listed to be debated in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, the 8th of February. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.